Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 315 for Friday, March 20th. I'm Taryn Shields. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were mixed amid quiet and choppy activity Friday morning. Values were anywhere from $2 lower to $1 higher. The May contract was up 40 cents at $465.40 per ton. Profit taking on Thursday's advances was bearish, as was spillover pressure from the decline seen in Malaysian palm oil futures. Further downward pressure came from the stronger Canadian dollar, as it made canola less attractive to crushers and exporters. On the other side, some spillover support came from the gain seen in Chicago soybean and European rapeseed futures. Concerns about a drier weather bias harming the upcoming 2015-16 Canadian canola crop and steady commercial demand were also bullish. Milling wheat, durum, and barley futures were all untraded. In the U.S., grain and oilseed values were mostly firmer Friday morning. Chicago soybean futures were stronger, anywhere from 10 to 15 cents higher, May up that 15 cents at $9.76 and 3/4 cents a bushel. Short covering following Thursday's losses and ahead of the weekend helped to lift the market. Strength in soy meal values and a softer tone in the U.S. dollar index Friday morning added to the bullish tone. However, generally favorable conditions for South America's soybean crop and the very large global oilseed supply situation were overhanging values. Corn futures were also firmer. Prices ranged anywhere from 1 to 5.5 cents higher, May up 5.25 cents at $3.78 and 3/4 cents per bushel. Strength in wheat and soybeans spilled over to underpin the market, with a softer U.S. dollar also providing support. Expectations that U.S. corn acreage will drop this spring also lifted the market. However, signs that foreign buyers are seeking corn from other destinations, such as Ukraine and Argentina, limited the advances. Wheat values in Chicago were also stronger. Values were anywhere from 8 to 12 cents higher, May up that 12 cents at $5.24 a bushel. Ongoing worries about a lack of rain in the central U.S. winter wheat growing regions were bullish, as it could lead to reduced production for the crop. Short covering ahead of the weekend and a softer tone in the U.S. dollar index were also supportive. However, the large global supply situation and continued lackluster export demand for U.S. wheat limited the gains. That's a look at this morning's markets from ICE Futures, Canada and Chicago. This is the Farm Market News for Friday, March 20th. I'm Taryn Shields.